Hello, everyone. This is Roger Pipe of RogerReviews.com. You're listening to the Roger Reviews podcast. This is part 8 of our 2013 Avian Award nominations. We're going to get right to it this time. If you want to hear exactly what we're doing, how we're doing it, you can go back and listen to parts 1 through 7. Quick overview of the categories, some of the best and the worst. Well, not the worst, just the best. From someone, myself, who's voted, and we'll go over it. Hopefully interesting stories. Feedback. Feedback button at the bottom. Please use it. Also email me, Rog@RogReviews.com, to discuss what you've heard, who you think should win, some notable performances, whatever. We will go over them. But first, we're going to get to it. AvianAwards.com, that's where we're getting this list. You can visit there to follow along. Here we go. Best overall marketing campaign for company image. Marketing's interesting in adult. I do some PR work myself. It's a lot of fun to do and to try and create something unique. It's hard to get people's attention these days. So these people have done a great job. Company image, lots of the usual companies, Adam and Eve, Burning Angel, Elegant Angel, Evil Angel. I think Girlfriend Films does a great job. They do a lot of charity work. They do an excellent job of promoting their company image. X-Play does a lot. They do the big parodies. It's Will Ryder. Elegant Angel, Evil Angel, Jules Jordan, Hustler, they do a great job of keeping their company image up. But I think Girlfriends has kind of been a sort of a standout. They're fairly limited, doing mostly girl-girl work, almost all girl-girl work, in fact. So I'm impressed by them. Individual projects, some of the ones to look out for, Birds of Prey XXX from Sinister X Comics, came in a nice tin box, was really easy to kind of stand out. Spartacus did a great job. London Gun, Miko Lee, and Wicked all did a nice job of putting that one out. Star Wars XXX, of course, was a high-profile thing from Axel Braun. Kind of a slam dunk, though, it's Star Wars porn. Voracious from Elegant or Evil Angel did a great job promoting that. Also, Kelly Shibari is Overloaded. I was really impressed with how they did that. Obviously, Kelly Shibari is a BBW performer. Really went out of her way to promote this title and make it kind of mainstream, which is good to see. So that's a good one. Best packaging, same thing. Birds of Prey XXX. I love the tin packaging on that one. The 4 from Ninworks looks beautiful. Star Wars XXX look good. This ain't The Expendables has a nice looking 3D box. The Valley from Zero Tolerance also. Now, as promised, we're going to get to the best parody category. There's two of them, comedy and drama. I don't see a best superhero parody. I think that's just for the XRCOs. So here they are. Best parody comedy, The Addams Family XXX. Brazzers presents The Parodies 2. Buffy the Vampire Slayer XXX. El Gordo y la Flaca XXX. Family Guy. Fuckenstein, Godfather, Men in Black, Mork and Mindy, Not Animal House, Not the Three Stooges, Official Hangover Parody, Pee-wee's XXX Adventure, Star Wars XXX, and This Ain't the Expendables. Obviously, you'll notice a few non-comedy mainstream movies that became comedy parodies, like Star Wars, like The Expendables, like The Godfather, which was an interesting choice to make a comedy. From this list, Star Wars has got a good chance of winning. It was a really good parody. I liked it a lot. I liked the Men in Black parody. I thought it was very funny and nicely written for a XXX audience. Same thing with Not Animal House. Not the Three Stooges is a great one also. They took something that I don't think is particularly porn-worthy and made it a pretty nice adult parody. Godfather was good, too. The way they took The Godfather made it into a comedy, I liked. Love the Buffy the Vampire Slayer movie. Lots of good ones there to choose from. Best parody drama, Birds of Prey XXX, which is the Sinister X comic book, Dallas XXX, Dark Knight XXX, Diary of Love, The Graduate XXX, Iron Man, Last Tango, Official Scarface parody, Romeo and Juliet Spartacus, This Ain't Avatar, This Ain't Jaws, actually This Ain't Avatar 2, This Ain't Jaws, Tomb Raider, Training Day, and Zorro. Training Day is a really good movie. Really good choice there, a dark horse. Don't think it'll win, I think it's very good. Dark Knight has a chance of winning. I think Dark Knight... I think Axel tried to do too much with that one as he did with Avengers and didn't do it justice like he could have. The Graduate's fantastic. Paul Thomas did that one. Diary of Love is a lower key movie that I thought was very good. Birds of Prey I loved, and I love Spartacus. So, best? I'm not going to tell you best in that one. There's a lot of choices there. I did vote in that category because I finally finished all of them. So, I told you the one that I voted for in that little list there. Okay, a couple of best POV awards. Best POV release. One of the clever titles, I Fucked Them All, I with E-Y-E, as the in the title. I really liked that as a clever title. Jack's POV 19 for Digital Playground was good. Jules Jordan, The Lost Tapes 2. Really nice POV stuff from Jules. POV Jugfuckers 4, fantastic movie. POV Pervert 15, also fantastic. Those two. 10 Lines from Kevin Moore was very good. POV Punk 6 from Joanna Angel, very nice. If I had to pick one, let's say POV Pervert 15 or POV Jugfuckers 4, one of the two. Best POV series. Barely Legal POV, Facial Fest, Housewife One-on-One, one of my three favorites. It's POV Time. Panty Pops from Kevin Moore, I liked a lot. Pound the Round POV, Digital Sin, very good. Peter North's POV, very good. Spandex Load, also very good. Rocco's POV is good if you like Rocco's Freddy. Best POV sex scene, there's so many of them. The Asa Akira scene and Asa Akira to the Limit with Jules Jordan, one of my favorites. POV Pervert 15, Raven S and Mike John, really good. Superheroine 3D, Lexi Bell and Tom Byron, also very good. You know, a lot of these scenes, which one you like is going to depend on which girl you like, obviously. For example, you know, Alexis Ford Darkside. Do you like Alexis Ford? Or do you like Asa Akira? She's with Jules Jordan in both movies. He shot them both. He shot them very similarly. So a lot of it kind of depends on who you like. But there's some good choices there. Best Pro-Am release. Brand New Faces 36 from Vivid was very good. Beach Babe Amateurs from Digital Sin I like. Fuck a Fan 17, very good from Immoral. Fresh Booty 2 from Elegant Angel was a good one too. I'm kind of skipping over some of the release ones just to get to the titles. I'm kind of going by feedback. Best Pro-Am Series, Amateur Angels, ATK Petites, Brand New Faces, I think is the best. Breaking Them In, second best to me. Fuck a Fan, also in the top three. I Know That Girl, New Girl in Town from Porno Dance, pretty good. Pumper's New Jump Offs, kind of a newer series, not bad. Real Slut Party from Mofos, also good. Best Romance Release, this isn't fair. Torn from New Sensations is one of my two favorite movies of the year. That it's in the romance category, it wins. Hands down, period. Excellent. Amazing movie. Torn from New Sensations, check it out. Other good ones in this category, Color of Love from West Coast was an ethnic-based romance movie that's very good. The Friend Zone from New Sensations was good. Happy Endings from Wicked, I like a lot. It's really fun. Love, Marriage, and Other Bad Ideas, also from New Sensations. That New Sensations romance line, look out for it. It's really good. The scripts are excellent. The movies are shot well. They're sexy and good. Best Screenplay. Wasteland from Elegant Angel, very good, very original. Voracious from Evil Angel, I'm totally impressed by that series right now. I just finished it. Wow. Torn, I love the script. It actually made me honestly feel for characters in an adult movie like I haven't in a long time. The Valley was very original from Zero Tolerance. Just really quick, the way we have to vote, you pick a category, you get all 7 to 20 totals, and you have to slide them into order with the top being the best with the most points. I had a big problem with this time because Torn, The Valley, Voracious, and Wasteland are all down near the bottom alphabetically. They're the bottom four in this category, and they are probably my top four, at least four of my top five in the scripts, Valley, Torn, Voracious, and Wasteland. So I kept having to move them up a lot, just the way it worked. So those are great screenplays. Congratulations. Graham Travis wrote Wasteland. Voracious was written by John Stagliano, Brooklyn Lee, and Lee Alexis. Torn was written by Jackie St. James, and The Valley by Sam Hain. Excellent, excellent job. You know, I'm just really impressed by a lot of that. Stormy Daniels also wrote Blow, very good. Stormy's become a really good writer as well. Best Screenplay in a Parody. Adam's Family, Birds of Prey, Buffy the Vampire Slayer, Diary of Love, Family Guy, Godfather, The Graduate, Inglourious Bitches, Men in Black, Not Animal House, Official Hangover Parody, Romeo and Juliet, Spartacus, Star Wars, and Tomb Raider. You know, there's some good ones here. The Buffy the Vampire Slayer by Josh Weldon and Leroy Myers was very good. Family Guy was pretty funny. Godfather by Leroy Myers I liked a lot, liked his adaptation there. Brad Armstrong's Men in Black was good. Will Ryder's Not Animal House was very good. Brian Banks and Spock Buckton doing The Hangover, also good. So lots of good ones here. Yeah. Let you kind of pick your favorites. I kind of told you some. Best sex scene in a foreign shot production. This is where things can get long if I actually name all of these. So we're not going to. We're just going to kind of slide on through. If you're looking for best sex scene in a foreign shot production, Brooklyn Lee's nymphomaniac scene, Lulu, Brooklyn Lee, and Danny D, really, really good. The Porno Chick 23, Claire Castle's group scene was excellent. Also, Stilettos from Darling Media, Holly D and Pasquale White. Brazzers Worldwide big gangbang scene was good. But if you really want to check out one that I really liked, Young Harlots Highland Fling, Frankie, Danny D, George Yule, and Ethan Tate really impressed me. Like that one a lot. Still got some time for a little bit more, so we'll keep going. Best solo release. Octomom, this is where we'll do this in Best Solo Sex Scene. Octomom's movie is in this category, along with Solo Sweethearts 2 from Tom Byron, and then lots All Natural Glamour Solos from Girlfriends, Alone and Lustful from Abby Winters, Extreme Public Adventure 6 from Larry Flint Productions Hustler, and then a lot of kick-ass stuff, Fantasy Solos, and Solo Sensations from ATK Kick-Ass. But obviously the favorite has to be the Octomom movie. I saw it. It was interesting, I guess is the best way to put it. I didn't think it was fantastic. I think they made her look really good. I thought the sex was very tame. But see, this is already up for best celebrity sex tape. So is it the best solo release? I don't think so. I think the best one in this category is I Love Big Toys 35 from Digital Sin. That's a great, great series. But I would not bet against Octomom winning. What do you guys think? Octomom? Eh, maybe. Best solo sex scene. The Tori Black scene from Official Hangover parody was really, really good. Sunny Leone from Goddess, also very, very good scene. Katie St. Ives scene from the aforementioned I Love Big Toys 35, I liked quite a bit. Misty Stone's scene in Men in Black, I don't want to give too much away, but Misty Stone transforms her gender and then decides to, play with her newfound toys. It's a guy that becomes Misty Stone, so you can imagine. Best special effects. I really like the special effects in Buffy the Vampire Slayer. I also liked them a lot in Men in Black, Iron Man. Star Wars stuff looks pretty good. Nothing really stood out for special effects this year. This wasn't a year like Pirates where you're just blown away, but there's some good ones. Best specialty releases. We'll do those and then we'll wrap up, I think, the specialty releases maybe. This one's best specialty releases other genre is actually first on the list, even though it doesn't give you. I guess it's everything else that wasn't already mentioned. So you get things like Cute and Harry 2 from ATK, so Harry movies. Brand New Faces Curvy Edition, and Kelly Shibari's Overloaded. So the BBW stuff is here. Buttman Stretch Class 2, which is mostly tease and solo stuff. Mom's Cuckold 8, and Shane Diesel's Cuckold Story 4. So you've got the Cuckold stuff. Teens versus Mamas from Rocco Siffredi. So there's just sort of a jumble here. Poor Little Shyla 2 from Girlfriends Films. Porn Fidelity Goes Prego from Kelly Madison. So it's kind of an interesting jumble. There's some good stuff here. I mean, Brand New Faces Curvy Edition is basically a regular New Girl movie with slightly bigger girls. I like Kelly Shibari's Overloaded. I loved Poor Little Shyla 2. Mom's Cuckold 8 is great. Buttman Stretch Class Detention 2, that's a great series if you like just oogling women for a long time. It's drawn out, really beautifully shot, nasty stuff. Best specialty series from other genre, again, same kind of stuff. Barefoot Confidential from Kick-Ass Pictures, great. Buttman Stretch Class, great. Probably, I think, going to win or should win, I would think. Mom's Cuckold 8. Forced by Cuckold from Kick-Ass. Foot Fetish Daily, also from Kick-Ass. So Kick-Ass has kind of become definitely a specialty line. Squirtomania from Porno Dan. So lots of good stuff there. What's your favorite? And should some of these have their own awards, do you think? Should Best Cuckold title? Best Foot title? I'm surprised that some of these are not in, well, they have Best Foot Release, but not Best Foot Line. So, we'll do one more Best Squirting Release, then we'll start the next one with some acting awards. Great, awesome. So, Best Squirting Release. Big League Squirters 4, Let There Be Squirt, Season Player 17, The Squirting Edition, See Me Squirt, Squirting Mania 25, Squirting Sisters, and Sibian Squirters. What should win? Depends on what you like. If you like just pure squirting stuff, Squirtomania is fantastic. See Me Squirt is also fantastic. If you like it to sort of be mixed in with your sex, it's hard to beat Season Players. It's a great line from Tom Byron video, so just kind of depends on what you like. And that's it. We sort of rushed to the end there. This is Roger Pipe of RogerViews.com. This has been part 8 of our series of 2013 AVN Award nominations. Please use the feedback. Drop me a line, Roger at RogerViews.com. Also, if you're listening to this fairly close to New Year, Happy New Year. You should probably be, this should be broadcast first on New Year's Eve. So the last day, last podcast of 2012. Have a safe New Year and see you tomorrow.